You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, 49ers, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. As I mentioned, we're going to hear now from Browns secondary coach Jeff Hafley.
Is he missing a ton of stuff by not being here? I mean, is it going to be kind of issue when he shows up?
No, I think he's going to come in. I think he's going to work hard, and I think we'll get him going. I think the guys who are here right now, though, getting all the valuable experience in the reps, I think they're doing awesome.
Tayshaun, when you do talk to him, do you guys talk installation? This is some new
wrinkle. No, we just talk, you know, just conversation. Just, again, we have a really good relationship, and we just talk. Just, how's it going? How you doing? I stay at all the other stuff with him. Yeah, I just had a baby girl. He asked me how my girl was doing. I mean, that type of thing. I want to see how his family's doing, just checking in on one another.
What is Tremont at?
Experience, knowledge, ideas. He's so smart. He's got so much experience, leadership. The way he goes out and practices, I mean, you wouldn't know if he was a rookie or if he was a four-time Pro Bowler. I mean, he just goes out there and he works, which is awesome.
Does he still move?
He sure does. There's a couple times I throw on clips against him and Gabe and Hawk. I'm like, okay, there's the afterburners. I mean, he can go. I'm excited about him. Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you. That guy's come in and he's worked and he's learned the system and he's bought into the coaching. I mean, it's been fun. I'm excited to see what he can do.
Can you, where do you rank 21 interceptions and the importance of what your defense is capable of doing?
It's really important. I think the interceptions give our offense a chance to score. I'm disappointed we didn't finish one in the NFL because we were for so long. So that's something we want to do. You know, finishing two kind of left us with a bad taste in our mouth because we were so close. But we got to take the ball away. We got to have pass breakups. We got to finish violently. And like I said, in practice, it's not okay if guys are catching the ball on us. And that's the mentality we have to have every day we go out there. Or it's going to show up game day.
What about the couple of rookies, Ibrahim?
Yep. Charles? Done a good job learning. And both smart guys, smart players have come out here. We throw a lot at them now. So they've done a pretty good job picking things up. They've worked hard. And again, I think we told those guys, we didn't draft them to come in here and help us win 3 years from now. We draft them to help us win now. So whatever their role is going to be, we need them now because we want to win right now.
Can Ibrahim, if needed, play both safety spots for you?
Yeah. I want guys to be versatile. I don't classify a strong safety, a free safety. You're safeties, and you got to be able to do it all in our system.
What have you seen from Joe just in terms of leadership and what's kind of taking that next step in his career?
His next step, and we've talked about it all the time, is – the guys, the great ones, the guy people say are the best, they make the people around them better. So now it's time for Joe to not just make the defense better, he needs to elevate this team, and I think he can do that. I mean, that's what great ones do, right? They're not only the best at their position, but they take teams to playoffs, they take teams to championships. And I think he sees that now, and I think he's kind of trying to raise the level of this team.
I got in here in the second wave, maybe the third wave. Justin Gilbert.
Yep.
Everybody wants to know about. What specifically do you see him concentrating on more this year?
Well, I see more consistent Justin Gilbert. I see him just buying into the coaching, whether it's the eye discipline or it's the technique we're teaching. I think he's shown a determination and he's competing hard, which is awesome. And I think he's done a really good job so far. And like I said, we're just going to look forward, take it day by day, and see where we can get him to.
Did he not show you those things at this time a year ago?
No, like I said, to me with him, it's today, it's tomorrow. If I start thinking backward about Justin, that's no good. We want to go forward with him right now.
How much different is it piecing together a skill set that now includes Tremont and does not include Buster?
Well, I think Tremont's got a great skill set. I think he can play off, he can press, he can blitz, he can play nickel. I think you've added a guy who can kind of do it all. I think you're going to see, too, he can still run. I mean, he's flying around out here. I mean, he's so instinctive playing certain coverages where I'll ask him what he saw. I mean, that's what happens with the wealth of experience that he has. I mean, I'm showing clips saying, guys, you see what he just did right there? I can use him as an example. He's bought into coaching. The room, there's no egos in that room. I mean, it is a pleasure to coach those guys.
I mean, having been in a strong winning organization like Green Bay and a longtime starter, he's going to come in with, I don't know, want to use the word ego, but he's, I would assume he's strong-willed, having been a starter.
No ego.
But how, the question is, forgetting, I'm not assuming that he has any ego at all, but how's he getting along with Joe, and how does that need to work?
It's been great.
Yeah.
He sits there, he listens, he learns. If he needs to make his point or make an opinion, I want him to, we want him to. That's where that room is so good. If those guys have ideas, I want to hear them. You know, whether it's corner, safety, nickel, whether it's Dante, Joe, I don't care if it's a rookie. I mean, that's the type of room that is. There's no egos. There's no no guys that aren't coachable in that room. And you are right. What you said makes sense. I told Tremont knows how to win. He needs to start teaching the other guys what it's going to take to win. And I think if you watch the DBs practice and you come in and you see how they work, those guys are playing to win. And they're trying to elevate this whole deal right now, and I think they're doing a damn good job. That's a good room.
How is Kaywan Williams? Development from year one to year two.
Stronger, faster, taking care of his body, understands the defense, just playing with tremendous confidence right now, which I don't think he truly played with as much last year. But really, really, I think he's taking a step. He can cover. He can blitz. He knows the scheme. But the confidence in his body, that's what's really, I think, helped him step up.
Could you talk about how the selling pitch that you used to get him here last year, even with Pat and...
Well, the thing with Kaywan was I recruited Kaywan out of high school. So I was in his home when he was a high school senior. Mm-hmm. So I've had a relationship with him and with his mother. So I think we had a trust that went back to his senior year in high school. So when I called him and I said, hey, we want you to come try out with us. And I said, I believe you can be the guy here and play here, because I did. I knew the skill set. I coached him for a year in college. I think he trusted me, and that's important for player to coach. He knew I wasn't going to BS him. I wasn't going to bring him here to set him up to fail. Right. I gave him an opportunity, but after that, he took it. So that's all on him. He did a great job with the opportunity, and now I think he's gonna be really a special one.
You guys brought in a tryout guy from the Gladiators, Brandon Stevens.
Yes.
It's kind of an interesting story, I guess. What has he been like so far with
He's been one of those surprises. I mean, strong, fast, can play corner, safety, has coverage ability. He's tough. He's a little bit older, so he's got that maturity to him where he wants to learn. He wants to be around. It's important to him. He knows this is a shot. So I'm excited. He's still got to learn the scheme, and I think you're going to see him get better as we go on in this game, and he learns it more. So I'm excited about him.
What differs for him coming from an arena setting to this kind of
I don't know how much differs because I don't know the arena league very much. I think the man coverage that he was forced to play in the arena is going to help him here because of all the man that we play. But he's been playing safety and corner, so that's not easy.
Are you taking any comic relief from the Cromartie versus Sherman stuff?
No, I don't get too involved with that.
But I'll throw this at you, though, in terms of forgetting about Sherman versus Cromartie or any of that. He did say the other day, Cromartie in Jets camp, that they're the number one secondary in the NFL.
Well, I'd hope they believe they are. I mean, that's a confident group, too. I hope if you ask our guys would say we're the best secondary in the NFL. But like I said, forget the stats last year. We got a lot to prove this year. And to be the best secondary in the NFL, we need to also take the run game, the run defense, to the next level. Because we were damn good against the pass last year. But we also need to have a force, more of a force in the run game. And we will, and that's been emphasized.
How is your group going to get involved? How is your group going to get involved in that?
We're going to tackle better. Yeah. We're going to get down. We're going to read our keys better. We're going to know that it's not just about stopping the pass. We're going to stop the run. Sometimes you get too much put on the D-line and the linebackers. Well, we got a lot to do with that too now. It ain't just the pass is good, we're good. Because a lot of those pass breakups could be the D-line batting down a pass or a quarterback hurry or some type of ball disruption. So we're all in this thing together, and if we're going to be the best, it's got to be run and pass.
In prep for the upcoming reporting of the veterans, we continue to meet the coaches. That was Browns secondary coach Jeff Hafley. And, your sentiments, as you mentioned earlier to me, I think that were actually off air, about Mike Pettine raving about Tremont Williams. Coach Hafley did the same.
Yeah, you know, Tremont Williams is – I asked Coach Pettine earlier today just about, you know, which one of these newcomer free agents have really kind of just stepped up and even impressed you more than you thought they would. And I think he mentioned Tremont Williams. And I think that, you know, that means that to Browns fans, that should mean he's your guy at that number two cornerback spot. He's still fresh, even though he's near the latter portion of his career, but he can definitely still play. And I think the key thing Pettine mentioned was that he didn't want Joe Haden to kind of be the elder statesman in that room. Joe still has a lot of football ahead of him. So you bring in Tremont Williams, that adds even more leadership to what is easily probably the most confident position group on this team right now because of what they did last year, what they bring back, and kind of how they can get better this upcoming season. I mean, it's a group right now that has kind of 7 or 8 guys that are locked in for next season, and you know, you got about 5 or 6 players that are probably fighting for one roster spot
right
over the next month.
You know, it's very interesting as I look at that position group, and as Coach Halfley said, they leave their egos at the door. They're humbled when they go out there, and they're just ready to work because they're just never satisfied. Even though within their room they consider themselves, you know, the top defensive back room in the National Football League, until they're considered that by the consensus, they're still hungry for more. And that's what I love, because and that's a testament to the individuals that make up that room, the coach heading that room up, and Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine for the platform that these players have to basically live and occupy as Cleveland Browns. Because that situation, as you mentioned, 3-4 players competing for one spot on another roster, the same way we saw Terrence West get a little antsy, you know, yearning for playing time from Crowell and Ben Tate. It's, you can have, if you have egos and big egos, you have to have a big ego to be a corner. They just keep it to themselves. It gets real dicey when multiple guys are competing for one spot. And it's very evident in this case.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. The player that we talk about a lot that doesn't get talked about a lot when you're ranking secondaries is Kaywan Williams, who it had, you know, as much as we talked about Taylor Gabriel on offense kind of having a great OTAs, Kaywan Williams had the equivalent on defense throughout the offseason workout program. He was constantly making plays. And, you know, as we said, he might not be listed as a starter on your prototypical 3-4 defensive sheet, but the Browns are going to be playing enough nickel where he's going to basically be a starter on this defense and as a player that people should get to know, because when he's healthy, which he wasn't at the end of the last season, he can just be a playmaker on the field and gives this secondary, which sent 3 to the Pro Bowl last year, another really quality player out there, and they don't take a step back when they're in nickel.
The biggest thing that's going to stand out to me is you heard Coach Halfley talk about Kaywan, bigger, stronger, faster, more physical, more in tune with his game. What I look for out of Justin Gilbert, Pierre Desir, and Kaywan Williams as corners specifically is the confidence that they have from year one to year two. So many things are, it's a whirlwind as a rookie. You're asked to do so much. You have meetings after practice where the vets get to leave. You report early to training camp. All those things are factors in, you know, the makeup of your rookie year. But when you're in year two, you're counted on to take that step from year one to year two. And when you really look at this roster, because of the number of rookies we had on last year's football team, there are rookies that are now second-year players. They're going to have huge roles for this football team. You look at Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West. You look at Kaywan Williams. You look at Taylor Gabriel. These are guys that are essentially starters for this football team. They're going to be asked to play like starters, but really are only very immature in their NFL career.
Yeah, Christian Kirksey as
Christian
well.
Kirksey, I mean, as well, yeah.
On defense. And it was unfortunate that Justin Gilbert had to miss the last few OTAs because of a family matter, but he was playing really well up until that point. And then those last few OTAs, Pierre Desir was making a number of plays on the field. He kind of took advantage of both Gilbert being out, and I think Tremont Williams was just kind of dealing with a minor injury. And he played very well with the first-team defense. I'll be interested to see how you use Desir, because as Nathan's mentioned before, he's someone you could potentially put on one of these bigger wide receivers,
sure,
that you're facing as kind of a specialist guy, as someone like how he did against Kelvin Benjamin, maybe try to line him up against other big wide receivers on the NFL.
Absolutely. We're going to take a timeout, and as we continue to preview Cleveland Browns opponents, after the break, we're going to be joined by Bob Gretz, longtime reporter of the Chiefs, currently covers them for Chiefs.com. Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble, Jason Gibbs, we're with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.